This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Macher.
My parents used to listen to the Metropolitan Opera broadcasts on Saturdays. My mom would love the French horn, and she would pretend to buzz her lips. And I think at the young age of 4 or 5, I was buzzing my lips, and I told her, "Don't worry, I'll do it for you."
And the rest, as they say, is history for William Caballero, who sat in the principal horn chair of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra for the past 26 years. You might be wondering why he's so dedicated to this ensemble. What's so special about the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra?
In one word, energy. We're very committed when we play. I think the other key as well is that there are several of us have been working together for a long, long time. 20, 25 years. We're getting into the 30-year range now. So I think partly is age and of that leadership. A lot of us worked for Lauren Mazel, the Maris Janssens, and here we are with Manfred Honeck. And that's quite a legacy, a line of conductors that we've worked with.
On their latest recording, Manfred Honeck leads the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra in two of Beethoven's most popular symphonies, No. 5 and No. 7. Bill Caballero says the difference here is these recordings are live.
What comes across in these recordings, which is really remarkable, is, yes, the energy of this orchestra, but you hear this precision and you hear this shape that I sometimes don't really experience in the back of the orchestra. But when you actually listen to the overall recording, it is remarkable, the clarity, the shape, the feel, the excitement. And the inner details, I think that's what's really the uniqueness of Manfred, just about with everything that we play. There are just traditional spots where things get covered up by the brass or the woodwinds. You don't hear the string detail, or sometimes you don't hear the woodwind detail. And Manfred makes those adjustments that you hear these inner moving lines that you just don't hear all the time.
As you listen, you may notice the unusual accents in the first movement of the Fifth Symphony, while the buoyancy of the second movement allows the woodwinds to shine.
The tempi is always a discussion with any Beethoven symphony, and his tempis are definitely on the brisk side. The first movement is extremely fast, and in the second movement as well. I think buoyancy is a very good way of wording it, and I like that. You don't want to get bogged down.
Being in the horn section has some unique advantages, according to Bill Caballero. There are times, he says, when you're not playing at all, like in the second movement of Beethoven's Seventh Symphony, where you can just sit and let the sound of the orchestra wash over you. And then there are moments when you have to unleash the hounds, like in the final movement.
The build-up before the ending, where the basses are just doing this two-note grind, bum, bum, dum, bum, dum, bum, dum, bum, just pushing, and then you hear the orchestra climbing, and then the violins, you know, passing things back and forth, and the orchestra's getting louder and louder, and then eventually the orchestra comes full weight with the timpani, and then the horns have their call. There's nothing that can beat that kind of energy. I just can't imagine what that was like when it was premiered in Beethoven's time. It must have just blown people over.
The time-honored energy and commitment of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra continues with Manfred Honeck at the helm in this vibrant live recording of the Symphony No. 5 and 7 by Beethoven. And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Macher.